This they did all that day, going very slowly and wearily, while Bomba kept on wailing that his legs would not carry him, and that he wanted to lie down and sleep. "No, you don't," they said. "Let your legs take their share. We've carried you far enough." All the same, he suddenly refused to go a step further and flung himself on the ground.
"Go on if you must," he said. "I'm just going to lie here and sleep and dream of food if I can't get it any other way. I hope I never wake up again."
At that very moment, Balin, who was a little way ahead, called out,
"What was that? I thought I saw a twinkle of light in the forest."
They all looked, and a longish way off, it seemed, they saw a red twinkle in the dark. Then another and another sprang out beside it. Even Bomba got up, and they hurried along then, not caring if it was trolls or goblins. The light was in front of them, and to the left of the path, and when at last they had drawn level with it, it seemed plain that torches and fires were burning under the trees, but a good way off their track.
"It looks as if my dreams were coming true," gasped Bomba, puffing up behind. He wanted to rush straight off into the wood after the lights, but the others remembered only too well the warnings of the wizard and of Bjorn.
"A feast would be no good if we never got back alive from it," said Thorin.
"But without a feast we shan't remain alive much longer anyway," said Bomba,
and Bilbo heartily agreed with him. They argued about it backwards and forwards for a long while, until they agreed at length to send out a couple of spies to creep near the lights and find out more about them. But then they could not agree on who was to be sent. No one seemed anxious to run the chance of being lost and never finding his friends again. In the end, in spite of warnings, hunger decided them, because Bomba kept on describing all the good things that were being eaten, according to his dream, in the woodland feast. So they all left the path and plunged into the forest together. After a good deal of creeping and crawling, they peered round the trunks and looked into a clearing where some trees had been felled and the ground levelled. There were many people there, elvish-looking folk, all dressed in green and brown and sitting on sawn rings of the felled trees in a great circle.